USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For the second time in 24 hours, a United States-led coalition in Iraq says it has foiled a drone attack on a base hosting U.S. troops. An official of the International Military Coalition said on Tuesday two armed drones were shot down as they approached the base in western Anbar province. Iran is demanding the trial and death of former President Trump and his Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mr. Pompeo on Fox News says the Biden administration's weakness is why Iran is threatening Americans.
You have a nation state, the world's largest state sponsored terror, very capable, saying that they're going to arouse every Muslim in the world to martyr President Trump and me. That's something that's not been done before. It's a real security risk. I think it tells you something about how they're thinking about this administration.
A court record unsealed Monday states Virginia Giuffre says she was sexually trafficked to Britain's Prince Andrew by Jeffrey Epstein, accepted a $500,000 payment in 2009. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Inflation, the worst it has been in decades, continues as President Biden tries to fix it.
President Biden on Monday met virtually with independent farmers and ranchers to discuss how his administration is tackling rising inflation. The president saying the White House is going to implement new ways to reduce food prices by increasing competition within the meat industry.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation. That's what we're seeing in meat and poultry and those industries now. Small independent farmers and ranchers are being driven out of business, sometimes businesses that have been around for generations.
The White House plans to distribute $1 billion from the coronavirus stimulus package to help independent meat processors grow their business. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Drivers were stranded for hours on I-95 in Virginia Monday after a severe winter storm caused a massive backup. The Virginia DOT described the situation as frustrating and scary. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Although mask mandates are mandatory in many U.S. cities across America, COVID-19 continues to spread, leading many to believe masks don't work. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Fox News gives his opinion.
I mean, the mandates have put many people in a tough spot. A lot of people who worked through the epidemic, got COVID, recovered, are actually pretty well protected against getting COVID and spreading it, are being forced to decide to whether they want a vaccine or not. And, you know, I would recommend the vaccine, but I can understand people that don't want it in that situation. And the vaccine mandates have basically forced them to make the decision. A lot of people have left their jobs as a result, been forced out of their jobs as a result. I think it's made staffing shortages worse, and it hasn't stopped the disease from spreading, as you can see from the vast numbers of cases we've seen in heavily vaccinated places. The vaccine is great for protecting against severe disease, but not so good against stopping the disease from spreading.
U.S. officials reported a record number of new COVID cases on Monday with over 1 million new infections. A total of 1,082,549 new coronavirus cases were reported Monday. That's according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The Omicron variant continues to be the culprit. On a 7-day average, U.S. COVID cases are at a record 363,592 per day as of 6 a.m. Monday. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pride.